Scientists have discovered a Texas-sized piece of the Pacific Ocean that's sort of a magnet for garbage. They call it the trash vortex. In the calm waters halfway between Hawaii and the coast of California, they've found hundreds of millions of tons of flotsam. Much of it is plastic. Adam Walters is a consulting scientist with Greenpeace International Research Lab, which is investigating the trash vortex. He joins us by ship-to-shore phone from the Greenpeace vessel Esperanza. Adam, where are you right now?
Currently, we are heading towards San Diego. We're about 500 miles off the Californian coast.
So were you in the trash vortex recently?
We've been close to the area where the plastic accumulates, yes.
What is it? It sounds something like a Bermuda Triangle in reverse, then instead of, you know, stuff getting lost forever, this whatever's in this vortex stays around forever.
Yeah, I mean, that's a pretty fair analogy. Basically, what happens is that for most of the summer, in this one area of the North Pacific, about halfway between Hawaii and the U.S. mainland, a high-pressure cell sits. This creates a very calm area of ocean surface, and as the currents circle around the whole of the North Pacific in a clockwise direction, plastic passes by this area and enters the calm and essentially just stays there.
How much are you finding there?
Oh, we're finding incredible amounts of plastic. When we use our sampling device, which collects pieces down to a third of a millimeter in size, we see a massive increase in the amount of plastic that we're collecting as we approach this area of accumulation.
Well, where is all this plastic coming from? Cruise ships, fishing ships?
UNEP, the United Nations Environment Programme, estimate that 80% of the plastic found in the oceans actually originates on land. Now, it's not a point source problem. This is coming from everywhere around the North Pacific. Potentially, if you have a landfill site near the coast, it's going to be blowing off there. You see these huge clouds of plastic in some places, literally just blowing out to sea. Another major source is storm drains. You have people littering on the streets, and then you get a massive downpour of rain. The storm drains come into action and wash all that plastic straight out to sea.
So what kind of stuff is it? What are you finding?
We're finding an incredibly diverse range of plastic articles out here. Everything from lost fishing gear, such as nets and floats, through to a workman's hard hat, which had a fish living in it, right down to marker pens and toothbrushes. Just about anything made of plastic has a chance of being out here.
I heard that there were 6 kilos of plastic in the ocean in this area for every kilo of plankton.
This is based on the research of Charles Moore of the Algalita Marine Research Foundation. And yes, he found that by dry weight, the plastic outweighed the plankton 6 to 1. If you consider that the plankton is acting as food for a lot of organisms out here, in that area of ocean, for every kilogram of plankton of food that they're consuming, they would consume 6 kilograms of plastic if they were not selective in their feeding.
Is the plastic toxic to sea life? And maybe more to the point, if I eat a fish that's eaten plastic, is it toxic to me?
Now, this is an interesting question and one that we currently don't know the answer to. I mean, we've known about plastic being out in the ocean for decades. However, the range of effects it's causing on the marine life out here is only now becoming clear.
Are you finding trash vortexes in other oceans then?
Yes, these areas are likely to occur in all oceans. There's always one area. For example, in the North Atlantic, the Sargasso Sea is a known area of calm. I think it's important to stress that these trash vortexes are more symbolic of the problem that plastic poses in the ocean rather than the problem themselves.
So, Adam, what can be done about all this plastic in the ocean? I mean, somehow we've got to prevent it from getting in the ocean, I guess.
Indeed, that's the main thing that we have to do. To clean up the ocean would be an incredible task. The most important thing we have to do right now is to stop the flow of plastic into the sea. Now, because the plastic is not coming from one point source, all levels of society need to act if we are to have any effect on the amount of plastic that's pouring out into the ocean.
Well, Adam, have a good voyage.
Thank you very much. Yes, I'm looking forward to us hitting the coast and it warming up a little bit.
Adam Walters is a consulting scientist with Greenpeace International Research Lab. We spoke with him from the Greenpeace research vessel Esperanza. To see pictures and learn more about the trash vortex, visit our website, loe.org.